think about people in your life or that you see in movies or on TV that you admire that have this confidence, that have this essence about them that you admire, that you would like to embody more of. Imagine how that person would respond in a given situation. Imagine how that person would respond if their mom was pressuring them to come over every single week and, you know, it just wasn't working for them anymore. Like, how would they respond? And so it's like you're going to, as you're shifting into this new identity, again, it's clunky. You're going to have times where you're like, I suck at this. I feel so awkward, or I slipped into my old people-pleasing patterns again. Like, why did I do that?
Welcome to the Sensitive and Soulful Show. If you're the type of person who's often heard that you're too sensitive, you're too emotional, you're just too much, this is your place. Hi, my name is Alyssa Boyer, and I'm a mentor for highly sensitive people. My mission in life is to help other highly sensitive souls learn how to embrace their sensitivity as a gift. Each week, I will share tools, tips, and stories for you to learn how to lean into your sensitivity and learn how to work with it instead of fighting against it. I believe the world is a better place when more sensitive, deep-feeling people feel comfortable and confident in their skin. And I can't wait to show you how. So get comfy and let's dive in.
Hello, my beautiful friend. We are officially back from maternity leave, although this makes no difference on your end because the podcast episodes were coming every single week. I am back. This is my first episode that I have recorded since having my daughter Brooke on February 7th. So at the time of recording this, I am almost six weeks postpartum, and I'm sitting on my couch in my living room with my little portable microphone. Brooke is upstairs sleeping, and her older sister, Blaine, my almost three-year-old, is in preschool. So this is my time to record an episode for you, and I'm just so excited to dive in. And something you should know about me, maybe you know it, maybe you don't. Sometimes I say this. I don't script any of my episodes ever. I literally come up with a topic, and then I just let my intuition guide me, and I just say the word that I feel need to come through, and it's perfect. That is like my preferred way of recording. I've been doing it for 3 years, almost four years. I don't even know. And that's just my style. And something I knew I wanted to talk about today was this idea of rebirth, transformation, and shifting into a new identity. And this is something that all of us will go through many times in our life, where an old version of us, we leave behind an old version of us and we step into a new version of us. And there are times in life when this is more obvious and, you know, big, and times when it's more subtle. And so for me, when I had my daughter Blaine in May of 2022, that was a really intense rebirth for me. And that was something that I didn't anticipate and I wasn't prepared for, because I didn't know. Prior to having Blaine, I honestly thought like the ultimate flex and goal in becoming a mom was to remain as unchanged as possible, to grasp onto as much of my old life, as much of my old self as I possibly could. I totally envisioned myself just like seamlessly fitting in the things that I wanted to do while she slept. And I just didn't think, like, I was like, oh, I'll be good. And it was an earth-shattering experience, completely earth-shattering, extremely hard for me, where I was like, who am I? What am I even doing? It was super challenging and painful. I remember struggling to show up on social media for my business. I think I lost like 7,000 Instagram followers that year. And it just brought up a lot of stuff. And I remember recognizing, oh, I am in a rebirth. And I think that was actually the first time I really used those words, was my first postpartum experience. When I realized, like, it's this feeling of being in the in-between. It's this feeling of recognizing, I am not who I once was, but I am not yet who I'm becoming. And you're in this like liminal space, you're in this void. You're in this in-between where you feel like you can't quite grasp this, how this new version of you moves. But you also recognize that your old way of being isn't working anymore. It doesn't feel good. It just doesn't resonate. And so you're in this in-between. And I like the visual of a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. And that in-between phase is when the caterpillar is in the cocoon. And it's just like not the caterpillar anymore. It's not yet the butterfly. And it's not this like beautiful end result. You're in the messy middle. And that's what a lot of rebirth and transformation can feel like. It's uncomfortable. It's ungrounding. And you want to go back to your old way of being and doing, but it no longer fits. And so I want to share examples that would be applicable to anyone listening, because I know not everyone's like in a postpartum period. But I think about like the clients that I've worked with who are shifting out of old people-pleasing tendencies. And for some of these clients, their identity for most of their, you know, adolescent, adult years, like most of their life, like let's be real, was in being a people-pleaser, was in being the person who always says yes, who doesn't, you know, speak up because you don't want to offend people. It's the person who is just like super agreeable all the time. And you found your identity and safety in being that person. That is what other people know you as. That is what you know yourself as. It's like, this is me. There is no separation. But then at some point, you know, these clients, you might realize, ooh, this people pleasing thing is not feeling good. I feel like I'm getting walked all over in all of my friendships. I feel like I'm always saying yes to things that I actually don't want to do. I'm starting to develop chronic health issues because I'm so stressed and anxious all the time, doing everything for everyone else. And so for many people, for many of my clients, they reach a breaking point where it's like, okay, I can't keep doing this anymore. Like, this isn't working for me. You know, like, I have to make a change. And so it's time to step into a new identity. It's time to step into a version of you who isn't always available for everything, a version of you who has a boundary and, you know, doesn't try to run yourself ragged trying to please everyone and be everywhere at all times. It's time for you to step into a version of you who speaks up for yourself, even if your voice is shaky, even if you start to cry a little bit, because you know that it literally is not working for you to do things in your old way, especially when it's impacting your health, especially when your relationships are failing and when you are feeling anxious and so frustrated. It's like eventually you cannot go back to that old way of being. And that old way of being has been your comfort zone. That old way of being has been everything that you know. But you're not quite yet that person you envision who's bold, who speaks up, who sets boundaries. That you're in this in-between phase where you are terrified of upsetting people. You are unsure of how to be assertive because you've never done that. And so anytime you try to step into this new version of you, it feels like you are like a little kid putting on your mom's high heels. Like, they're just too big. It just doesn't quite fit. You feel awkward. You feel like an imposter. You feel like, what am I even doing? You question yourself. And so this is the work of rebirth. This is the process of transforming and shifting into a new identity. And so number one, recognizing that it's going to take time, that it's not like a snap your fingers overnight thing. Understanding that it's a process and it's an unlearning of old ways of being and it's a learning of new ways of being. And it's you marching forward toward the person that you are becoming. And so it takes some time. It takes some practice. It takes some repetition. It takes stumbling and awkwardness and discomfort as you evolve into this new version of you. And so something I find really helpful, like actually quite essential in this process of rebirth, transformation, shifting into a new identity, is to create a clear vision of who you want to become. It's like this North Star of, this is the person that I am stepping into. This is where I want to go. And when you have that North Star, that version of you that you are stepping into, it then allows, it acts as like a roadmap where you can start to use little situations in your life and recognize when you want to go into your old way of being, but you can instead respond as this new version of you would. And I can hear many of you saying, well, how do I know how that version of me would respond if I've never been that version of me? And that's a valid question. And so one, you know, visualization, think about people in your life or that you see in movies or on TV that you admire that have this confidence, that have this essence about them that you admire, that you would like to embody more of. Imagine how that person would respond in a given situation. Imagine how that person would respond if their mom was pressuring them to come over every single week and, you know, it just wasn't working for them anymore. Like, how would they respond? And so it's like you're going to, as you're shifting into this new identity, again, it's clunky. You're going to have times where you're like, I suck at this. I feel so awkward, or I slipped into my old people-pleasing patterns again. Like, why did I do that? And know that's normal, and know that you're finding your footing. You are discovering who you are, and it takes time. How many times can I say that? It requires patience. It requires continuing to show up. But having that vision of, okay, this is who I want to be, this is what I am moving toward, is beautiful. And so for me, in my second postpartum period with my second daughter, I am in another season of rebirth. And my daughter, Brooke, is our last child. I'm done having kids. And I am so excited to step into this new chapter of my life of, you know, being 32 years old, going on 33, done having kids. I just like have been envisioning what I desire for myself and what I want my life to look like. And one thing that like pops up right away at the top is I want to really prioritize my health. I want to get into the best shape of my life. I'm done having children. Like, I'm excited to just like, I mean, I'm still breastfeeding, so I don't fully have my body back to myself, but I'm excited to really prioritize that and invest in that in ways that I haven't before. And I envision myself being somebody who gets dressed and gets ready for the day every day because that feels really good. I envision myself being someone who is relaxed and steady and moves through life with certainty and just this spiritual wisdom, like this spiritually wise, mature person, confidence. Like, these are ways that I visualize this next version of me. And so I'm learning how to be her. And so something that's helping me every day is taking like 5 or 10 minutes and journaling out how I want my day to go. And I envision myself as this next version of me that I'm evolving into, this new identity that I'm evolving into. And I write out how she would move through her day. And I focus on, you know, how would she respond to her child having a tantrum? How would she respond to feeling left out, like all of these different scenarios that I will come across, I just script out and I visualize how this new version of me would move and act. And then it's like throughout my day, I'm starting to anchor that in. And so I'm starting to learn how to respond as this new version of me. And something that really helps me is dressing as her and taking my care of myself as her. So again, it's like, okay, I'm getting ready every single day. I'm making that a priority. I'm creating space to journal for at least 5 or 10 minutes every day. I'm prioritizing my health. I'm looking into this postpartum personal trainer that I'm super excited about. I'm making it a priority to make a pan of veggies in the oven, you know, roasting veggies every week in the oven to make it super easy to get more vegetables. Like all of these things, it's like when you recognize like, ooh, okay, this is where I want to go and this is who I want to be, then it makes it easier for you to start making decisions and responding as that version of you. But again, in the rebirth transformation cycle, you're in that in-between. There are, of course, many times where I'm like, ah, feels so uncomfortable, or oh, this is harder than I thought. Oh my gosh, I just want to go into my default setting. I just want to, you know, go into my old ways because that feels comfortable. But I know that I am feeling the urge to grow because that old way of doing things just isn't quite fitting anymore. And that's when you know you're in a rebirth. And so the last thing I want to leave you with that I think could be really helpful is to write a letter to the old version of you, the past version of you. Because something that can come up when you're in a phase of rebirth and transformation and shifting into a new identity is that you'll have some level of grief for the old version of you. This is something I focused on a lot in my group program, Breaking the Good Girl Cycle, which helps highly sensitive women step out of good girl conditioning and step into being an authentic woman who has her own back. And I'm going to be running this program again really soon. I think this spring, excited, I'll announce soon. But one of the practices that I had the ladies in the group do was just to look at all of the ways their past self kept them safe, how their past self served them, you know, all of the ways that was supportive for them. And taking it a step further is like writing a letter to that version of you, thanking that version of you for all that you did, for how far they carried you. They got you to this point. They helped you accomplish the things that you have. They helped you to become the person that you are. And there can be a level of grief in beginning to shed those old parts of you. But that is so liberating to have that type of ritual and to say, okay, thank you. I love you. And now I'm making these changes and slowly but surely I'm transforming. This is something I was chatting with my client about, one of my private one-on-one clients, as she prepares to get married. She's recognizing like, ooh, okay, there's a lot coming up in wedding preparation. There's a lot expected of me. And I'm recognizing that I'm changing in the way that I want to interact with people and be and carry of myself is changing. And so with her, it's like I'm supporting her in her own ritual of rebirth and shifting into this new version of herself as a married woman and letting that be an opportunity to shift into a new identity that she's really excited about. And so anytime we have life transitions, that can be a beautiful time of rebirth, even like moving into a new home, getting a new job, stepping into a new relationship, like any of that, that can be like a rite of passage where, you know, it's a rebirth of some sort for you. But again, it can also be in just like you wanting to change a behavior about yourself, you wanting to let go of a pattern that you've been repeating for 20 plus years of your life. That, you know, it's that feeling of, ooh, this doesn't feel good anymore, yet it still is my comfort zone. I want to change. I feel like I'm in the messy middle. That's rebirth. That's where you are. And so I hope this episode supports you. I hope you feel so seen by all of this. truly just like knowing where you're going, having a vision of who you want to become is so huge. That has been by far the most helpful thing for me in this journey, because I know where I'm going. I know where I aspire to go. I'm not upset or angry that I'm not there yet. I'm excited because I know I'm on my way. I know that I'm making moves toward continuing to become more of her. And this version of me that I'm becoming is really more of my higher self, is really more of my true, whole, worthy, authentic self. And that is something I teach you how to step into in Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth, my signature course for healing your self-worth. There's a meditation in there called Meet Your Highest Self, where it helps you to really visualize and envision who you want to be. And so I take you step by step in healing these old patterns of low self-worth so that you can step into more of that high self-worth version of you, more of your authenticity. And that's a program you can go through over and over again, because what you'll find in life is with each new level, with each different transformation that you go through, your old patterns will be hit on again. Your wounds might be hit on again. Old low self-worth patterns can creep up again. And it's like, it doesn't mean you're backpedaling. It just means you're shedding new layers and you are evolving and expanding and elevating. And so it's normal to need to go back and have support, which is why that program is lifetime access, because and it's self-paced. So it's something you can move through. Many of my clients are like, I'm revisiting the program again. I'm like, good. Like, I love that, because it's something I revisit often as I, every new level in my life, every new transition, new experience, it requires this like recalibration. And so it's so good and helpful to have that support and to know, oh, nothing's wrong with me. I'm just elevating. Thank God. Like, I'm growing and evolving. That is so freaking cool. That's beautiful. That's the point of life and me being here. So if you're in a season of rebirth, if you're feeling this, know that I see you. I feel you. I get it. You're doing great. Trust the process and get to know your North Star. Get to know where you're going. And if you want more support, if you want to really have more of a step-by-step process in becoming more of that high self-worth version of you, then definitely join us in Sensitive and Soulful Self-Worth. You will always find the link to join us in the show notes of this podcast episode. And you'll also find a discount code for a secret discount, which you can apply at checkout. So all of that is in the show notes. Sending you so much love. If this podcast episode resonated with you, please let me know. And also, it would mean so much to me if you could share this podcast with a friend, you could share in your stories and tag me at Life by Alyssa. Leave a review. It really means the world to me, and it does so much to help me get the word out about this show. Sending you love. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And I can't wait to chat with you next time. Sending you all the love. Talk soon.